Joining me live over the phone is Jessica Lozier this morning. She's the director of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jessica. How's Southern Lincoln County today?
Good.
Good. Well, appreciate your time as always. Of course, the big gala coming up in just a few days now. But first, tonight is the Golden Rule Day, and a pretty good opportunity to stop by Triangle Park and see all the improvements downtown that the Chamber's been a part of. Maybe remind us some of those improvements that have happened thanks to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so the park is looking really good. The exterior of the cabin has been painted. The inside of the cabin has been remodeled. And we've had it open all summer, full-time, as a visitor center for the community. We have a lot of visitors coming through. It's been really good. I think it's been good for the businesses and tourism to have a place that they can get information about the community. We also do all the decorations down there. So right now there's flower pots. We've replaced all of the picnic tables in the back. And on any given day, there's usually people sitting out there enjoying the picnic tables and eating lunch on the park. We've also bought new chairs and seating for the front of the cabin. We've purchased new benches. The other benches had got pretty dilapidated and were kind of unusable. So we have those four benches. One of the benches was dedicated to Annabelle, a little girl who passed away here. And they're going to be doing that dedication at Farmers Market, which is on the 5th, which is next Friday at 6:00 during Farmers Market. They'll dedicate that bench to her.
Wow. That's so cool. And the bench, and then you mentioned all those other improvements, and the Chamber has done so many great things for Southern Lincoln County in the first couple of years since its organization. But if it had just been the things you'd mentioned, if all it was those improvements, you got to be pretty happy with that. So those are fantastic. Go see those tonight at the Golden Rule Day. And then, of course, Jessica, those things cost money, right? And that's where your annual fundraising gala comes in, which is happening 1 week from this Saturday. Tell us what's happening at the gala.
Yeah, so we have lots of items, a lot of guns and different things that we auction off. We also have other items that are in a silent auction. We have a really nice dinner, and then we have a comedian coming to do a show following dinner. So there's a happy hour with snacks. They have an open bar. They have all the raffle tickets for sale for all of the items, and I think this year there's about 8 guns that they're raffling off. And then they'll have the silent auction. It's got tons of stuff from businesses around here and other things. So it is a really, really fun night. I think everybody who came last year would say it was a good time. We're going to continue to sell tickets till next Wednesday. So we still have a few seats left. So yeah, buy your tickets and come have a nice dinner. Most of the money goes to improve downtown this past year. We'd like to continue that down the corridor and through Diamondville. So, you know, that's where the money goes. People want downtown to look nicer and more inviting, and I think it has from the Chamber. We also put on a lot of clinics and different things for the businesses, educational clinics and events. And so the money goes to good use. So come out and support it. One of the other things that kind of ties in with the JCPenney days today, at 3:00, there's a tour downtown, a historical tour from a historian that's wrote a book on downtown Kemmer, and he does this every year during the Golden Rule days. That is, the Chamber has a walking tour that you can take by yourself by scanning a QR code, and it was in conjunction with the JCPenney Foundation. And so that tour, you can walk downtown, and it kind of gives you the same general information that this guy on the tour today that's live gives you. But it's very informational. It's very awesome. Like I said, the Chamber tour is based off of his tour that he does yearly, and that happens at 3:00 today in the Triangle. But that's just one more thing that the Chamber has done this year to try to promote businesses and try to get people downtown.
Very cool. So, again, you can take part in that tour and plan to attend the gala. You mentioned tickets on sale for a few more days. What's the best way to get tickets for the gala on September 6th?
Yep. If you go to our Facebook page, there's a link, and you can just go online and buy them. You can also stop down at the Visitor Center downtown and buy them at the Visitor Center office.
Excellent. 5 o'clock, Saturday, September 6th, Sound Thinking Event Center for the annual fundraising gala for the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Jessica Lozier, director of the chamber, on the weekday wake-up this morning. Jessica, you mentioned the farmer's market, and those are about wrapped up for the season, right? You have one next week?
Yes, this will be the last farmer's market we have this season. It'll be Friday night. They run from 4 to 8 p.m. down here at Triangle Park, and there'll be food vendors and lots of people selling canned goods and fruit and all different kinds of things. And so come join us for that. And then the next day is the gala. So yeah, I've got a busy week here.
All right. Anything else? I mean, that's a lot, but is there anything else we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, if you missed the JCPenney tour today during the Golden Rule days, the chamber tour is available anytime starting at the Visitor Center. You can get a flyer and self-guide the same tour if you're unavailable today.
Very cool. So all that happening with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Jessica Lozier, Director of the Chamber. Jessica, as always, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. It's the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.